Before the declaration of June 12 as a National Democracy Day and holiday, the Osun State government had in 2011 set aside the day as a public holiday in the state, during which various events are organized to commemorate what the then governor, Mr. Rauf Arekbesola, described as the struggle and sacrifice of Nigerians to enthroning democracy. However, as against this tradition of academic and festivities, this year's Democracy Day was marked by an address issued by the governor and media chat by some other stakeholders due to the ravaging COVID-19 pandemic, which does not allow large gatherings. Governor Oyetola said the day was symbolic of Nigerians' collective resolve to set aside their differences and sentiment and speak as one people to achieve a collective vision in the face of opposition. The governor congratulated President Muhammadu Buhari for actualizing what he termed long yearnings of the people, adding that June 12 is a reminder that Nigerians have what it takes to defend their democracy. In a statement issued by the chief press secretary to the governor, Mr. Ismail Omipidon, Mr. Oyetola noted that the democracy endured for over 2 decades and still counting is an indication that Nigerians are on the path of established democracy, enduring good governance and sustainable development. However, addressing newsmen in Oshogbo, some actors of the over 2 decades June 12 struggle insisted that some provisions of the 1999 constitution were yet to meet the aspirations of Nigerians. One of them, Mr. Amitolu Shitu, explained that there was urgent need to make Chapter 2 of the constitution justiciable in order to enhance the participation of Nigerians in their government. Similarly, another activist, Mr. Wahid Lawa, stated that the actualization of June 12 would not be remarkable enough if the heavy responsibilities being carried by the federal government was not shared.
We agitated for almost 26 years before June 12 was recognized, so we continue to agitate for a constitution that will reflect the wishes and aspirations of Nigeria.
The activist, however, urged Nigerians to remain committed to the path of sustaining democracy and its ethos, while they called on political office holders to prioritize the welfare and security of the people, which is the ultimate responsibility of government. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akinola, Radio Nigeria.